24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page 1? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, the violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. This is a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge on with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and explore the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. That's LadyZhe. Now, the Bashani Radio app, if you're listening to the podcast within the app, you can actually switch to Instagram without losing audio because it can run in the background. And you can go to Instagram and follow me now at LadyZhe. And thank you in advance. Today's guest is a dancer, entrepreneur, speaker. This woman is a businesswoman, and she knows how to sell from the stage and video. And she is coming to us live during this coronavirus quarantine to share the secrets to success when selling via video. Now, I think this topic is definitely so important for all my listeners, especially during the season right now. And I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Lorna Earnshaw, the Amazon number one best-selling author of Speak Out to Close Deals, Establish Authority, Persuade and Sell More on Camera and on Stage, Promote Your Products and Services, and Scale Your Business by Closing More Deals. Now, you definitely want to check out her book. This is a little part of the cover. You guys can check that out. So, yes.
Awesome.
So, what made you decide to take your experience and write a book?
Well, I decided to write a book because people started asking me a lot of questions about how I was able to get the results that I got on video through my online courses and through my social media. I have, for example, one video on YouTube that has 1.3 million views organically, that has sold hundreds of coaching programs. And I also have a Facebook ad that has 1.7 million views and 8,000 shares. And I only spent $500 to run that ad. But because it became viral, it became like super, super cheap because Facebook started like really showing it to my audience. So people started asking me like, how do you do this? Can you help me to do this? And I was like, but what do you mean like help you? Because in my head, marketing was like, yeah, I need to learn how to do a funnel. I need to know what is an opt-in page, to know what is email marketing. And for me, in my head, people already knew how to talk and learn. People already knew how to communicate with an audience.
Right.
However, when people started asking me questions, I realized I had developed a way of communicating on my value and the things that I had to offer to my audience that no other person that I knew was aware of. And this was the result of my experience as in a combination of skills. As a performer, because I've always been on stage. So I am very comfortable on stage and I have a strong stage performance. And I used to teach stage performance at the university in the music program in the Shepherd University in Los Angeles. And I am a voice teacher, so I've been working a lot on my voice. And I also have a degree in journalism, and I have a second degree in songwriting. And I realized that when I was speaking on stage and when I'm speaking on camera, I'm using all that. It's like a song. It's like a performance. So I realized that when I was doing that on camera and I was expressing my ideas and communicating with the audience, I was putting together all these elements that I had developed as an artist. And I was like, whoa, there is something here that I can share with people. But I didn't really know what were the things that I needed to share. So I decided to do research, and I talked to 50 people, 50 entrepreneurs from around the world, asking them, okay, how I can help you? What are the things that you need to learn? And after all this research, I realized that there were actually things that I could share with them so that they could learn how to establish that authority when they were on camera or on stage, how to communicate. And that is how I built the system that is inside the book, inside Speak Out to Close Deals.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. So you have been a dancer, a dance instructor, a singer, just a performer, author. So let's go back to your book, because your book is like the synergy of all your experience. And how, when you started doing all that research and asking business owners, those 50 business owners from all around the world, like what was like a common thread that you heard from them in terms of their needs for selling from the stage and video?
I noticed that the main concern and the main challenge for all of them was how to not only be good at what they do, because most people, most entrepreneurs that are putting their services out, they know that they have something good to offer. The problem is how to deliver a presentation with confidence that is actually going to communicate the power that they have inside. There is, when they're presenting themselves in front of the camera or on stage, there is something that at some point blocks that power. So I needed to help them to communicate and to express that freely so that they could make an impact emotionally in the audience.
Right.
Just like an artist, watching an artist singing, it makes you feel, right? It communicates with you internally. That's why you connect.
Yeah.
So that was the main issue, and that made them not feel comfortable. And that was the main reason why I needed to give them the step-by-step on how to develop the four things that, in my opinion, are the most important things that you can be working on so that you can improve that.
Okay. So what are the four things that a person can work on to become a better speaker?
So number one, a better speaking, and when talking about speaking, I'm not only speaking about stage, okay? This also for video, just to make sure, okay?
All right, right, right.
Number one is the connection with your mission. So that when you're in a moment in which you're in the zone, you are actually being yourself and being present without you being wondering, do I look good on camera? Does that sound good? I wonder what people are thinking about me. I wonder if I'm going to forget about the words that I have to say next, right?
Yeah, that's not good. You have to really stay focused and be present. That's a great tip. Like I from performing, you know, as I'm performing violin, I know if my mind ever wanders off the moment, that anything can happen.
Exactly.
when that happens.
Right? So many times, even if someone is doing the right thing, but they are, instead of being in the moment emotionally and being confident and expressing themselves, they are thinking about how they look, how they sound, if someone is like checking their mm-hmm. cell phones, if people are going to or not, you're done. So that's the first point. The second point is mm-hmm. your voice, the sound of your voice, it's communicating a lot. So how to work on your voice so that your voice creates the impact that you're looking for. If I'm speaking like this with you, I was wondering if you can...
You can't talk on my podcast like that. You don't sound that great. That will not work.
I'm wondering if I can talk about my book with you.
No, that won't work.
You would never invite me, right?
I'm irritated right now. I feel like you're turning it off. Like, no. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, so that's the thing. You need to create that power in your voice so that the person is listening to you is like, yeah, I'm going to go and just hire this person because this person has this power and she's going to overcome every challenge in my business and it's going to help my business explode. So you need to work on that, on your voice.
Man, that's like, I mean, that is so simple. It's hard. It's so simple. It's hard because, you know, when, you know, as a parent, you know, and I need my son to listen to my authority and respect it, I put bass in my voice. I tell him, stop it right.
Exactly. There you are. There you are. Exactly. So one of the things you brought up, something that is super, super important, because, for example, I've already had clients that had a voice like this and they're wondering why people are not hiring them to help them with their businesses. Because people are like, this person doesn't have the base, you know, the authority that I'm looking for.
Right, right.
So then we had to work on their voice. So that's the second one. The third one is your nonverbal communication. What is your body saying?
That's powerful. Absolutely.
How's your body communicating your confidence? If you don't have a voice and movement with your body, the nonverbal communication, that it's congruent with what you're saying, people will not believe it.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So I know you talk from one extreme, you know, for, you know, the person who's really timid in their voice and their body language, but what about the person who has a lot of confidence? How do you stay confident but not arrogant? Because that could be a turnoff too.
Well, I believe that that has to do with whom you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are in a place in which you have worked on your connection, whoever you are is going to show. And mm-hmm. whoever you are, if you're a cocky person, there are people that are going to be attracted to you. I know a lot of people that I will not give names, that I look at them on social media. They're so cocky. And I'm like, oh, I can't stand this person. I just move on into the next one. However, there are a lot of people that are sticking to them, and they like it, and they're trying to be like them.
Right.
So I believe that we all need to be who we are without fear of being cocky. I think that is the main thing. When you stop to think and say, oh, am I being too arrogant? That's a problem, because you're stopping yourself somehow. Because powerful people, confident people, they will get a lot of people pissed off. That is a fact.
So say that one more time.
Confident people will always get a lot of people pissed off.
Man, that, I mean, you really like have hit the nail on the head. I highly recommend this book. You got to get a copy of this book for all my listeners, because I mean, you know, Lorna, she's really breaking this down, and it resonates so much, you know, as a performer, as a speaker. I mean, everything you're saying, is these golden nuggets are definitely precious.
Thank you.
So what's the third thing? We talked about, you know, the power in your voice, and being able to
first the connection, then we have the voice, then we have the nonverbal communication, and the last one is the word choice. The word
choice. Oh, okay. I'll break that down.
It's the word choice. Okay. So what are the words that you're using to communicate what you mean? And this is a skill that I've been working on since I first got my first degree in journalism, in which a simple word in an article can put you to jail, it can put you in jail, or not. Just a word.
Right.
So I've been trained since the beginning to pay a lot of attention on those words. And then my second degree is in songwriting, writing songs.
Oh, wow. So you've been working with words big time.
Big time.
Big time.
So yes. I needed to develop that. And that is copywriting.
Mm.
But it's a different way, because I've seen... As a marketer, I already like studied copywriting. I've taken courses on copywriting. And what I've noticed, it's a very mental movement in marketing. Mm-hmm. So in music, what we do, and this is important, guys. This is super, super important. What we work on in music is the sensations, is the senses.
Right.
How it looks, how it sounds,
how it feels,
how it... Okay, so
right.
You need to develop that, and that's going to create a sensation in the person that is
listening
to your song. Okay,
right.
What I teach is how to develop that capacity of finding the right words for whatever you are trying to say.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
What are the words that are going to get people to create a more consistent message that is going to really express what they mean. Because I've seen that that's the main frustration. People have something to say and they don't know how to say it.
Mm.
So who's watching them, they don't get what they do and they don't get their value. And this is the reason why they don't buy. So by helping my students and my clients to develop the capacity of expressing themselves, finding the right words, and saying the right words in the right way, and making a message congruent with their body and being present, this creates a unity. And this creates a message that is a lot more powerful.
Right. So what type of language do you recommend for call to action that works from on video?
What do you mean? What type of language?
What kind of, you know, when a person is, they're communicating their value, and then after they communicate what they do, and then they, you know, giving the call to the person looking at the video to enroll in that program, what kind of advice do you have for that aspect of the video?
The main thing is that most people, they are super confident until the time of the call to action.
Mm.
They're like, oh yes, I do this, and because they're really good at what they do. So let's say a coach, and they're like, oh yes, I will help you to overcome your negative beliefs because of this, because of that. And please click here, and I hope that you get some value, and bye. You know, that's what they do. They change when it comes to the call to action.
And that, like, brings their credibility down when they do that.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
Because in their mind, they're not connected.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest, it's not even about the language, because the language and the words have a lot to do with what is your audience, what is the time of conversation, and the type of slang that you're going to use with them, because you need to resonate and use the same type of messaging.
Right.
I believe that it has to do mostly with the confidence. For you to say and tell people what to do. So what I like to do when I'm doing the call to action, I even put my finger up, because people, we are used to be told what to do. So make sure that you click the button here and I'll see you in the next page. Bye. So this thing about doing this, it triggers something in your brain,
right?
Like, oh yeah, she's telling me to do that. Bing! And then you go and you do it.
Right.
We have been educated with that type of directions. We've been raised to take orders. And every time that we take orders, the orders are specific.
Right. Wow, that's really insightful. That's really powerful. So what else do you advise for the entrepreneur who's looking to sell in a powerful way via video? What other suggestions?
Well, the first thing is to do the videos.
To make the videos.
Yeah. Use video, especially nowadays. You need to do videos, right? Because I think that the first thing is that people are super perfectionist and they don't want to do video. So they're trying to avoid it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that, and I want to just kind of piggyback off of what you just said. And for our listeners, you know, I'm putting my SEO queen hat on. You know, video converts 59% higher than just normal prose.
100%, and especially nowadays with the quarantine, the video is the way that we're communicating.
Absolutely.
So, I cannot see a person one-on-one anymore. I have to do a video. So video, it's going to be the language for the next 8 to 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's language. And when you are secluded in your house and you have the opportunity of seeing somebody else's face, you will look at it, because now we're craving connection.
Right.
So nowadays is the best moment for you to put stuff out there. However, there is a little detail on this. Many people believe that just by going out and doing a Facebook like every day, they're going to get better. And the problem we have with that is that when you don't have the right guidance and you repeat something, the only thing that you will do is you're going to reinforce a bad habit.
Mm.
You will not necessarily do a better job by repeatedly going live. You might be doing something that is off. You're going to get tired. You're going to be frustrated. You're not going to get any results. And then you're going to give up. So It's important to have a plan on, okay, what is my goal doing these videos? What is the structure of my video? What am I going to say first? What am I going to say second?
Right.
What am I trying to accomplish with this? What are the things that I should do? What are the things that I shouldn't do?
Right.
Because otherwise, people keep on like posting things that are off, and they're not going to take them anywhere.
Right. That's so important that, you know, you definitely like are mindful about those details. Absolutely. So how can people contact you?
Okay, so as we were talking before, with all this coronavirus thing, this is crazy. I had to change everything in my business, in my programs. I had all these programs beautifully laid out in my website. And I said, no, this is not for what we're looking for. So I put everything down. And as of now, I'm building everything again. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys to go to my website, lornavocals.com, and then you're going to see all the news, all the freebies that I will be uploading soon. I'm working on them. I'm creating all this new stuff right now. So I think that the best thing that we could do is you can just go to my website. And
okay, so LornaVocals.com. And when do you think your website with all the freebies and new stuff will be fully updated?
It's going to take a couple of weeks at least. But you guys can go there. There's going to be a link tree there. You can just put your name in. And I have some good stuff that you can see there. You can also buy my book on Amazon.
I'll have a link to it in the video when this is on my YouTube channel so people can go ahead and purchase it. No
awesome.
Problem.
Yeah, it's Speak Out to Local Deals. So you can get my book as well. But the best way to do it is actually signing up for the freebies that I'm going to have in my website really soon. And I'm 100% like honest with all this craziness. I had to prioritize all the things and I put together a new program to help entrepreneurs to get clients within 30 days using video in the middle of this craziness. So
right.
I do it right now. I'm like working like around the clock on doing this and putting this together, which is like my number one priority.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Lorna, for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. Do you have any other final thoughts you want to share with our listeners?
Well, guys, you need to put yourself out there and share whatever you have to share, because nowadays the world needs you more than ever. Don't be shy. Just grab your camera, speak to the camera, speak to your clients, and make a difference.
Wow, I love it. Speak to the camera, speak to your clients, and make a difference. I love it. Love it. Thank you so much for coming on the Jazz and Tech Lounge.
Thank you so much, Dale. I loved it. I loved that interview. Thanks so much.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
A day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.